This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo. Farmers may have another challenge to deal with. Some of their equipment runs on soon-to-be-extinct 3G cell service. On Wednesday, AT&T plans to turn off the lumbering legacy signal. Other carriers plan to do the same before year's end. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports that many rural parts of the country will need to adjust to the end of 3G.
In the early 2000s, 3G networks were the first to give our phones high-speed connectivity. And while most Americans have long since moved on to more advanced tech,
rural communities are still on the wrong side of the digital divide.
Whitney Coe is with the Center for Rural Strategies. In remote areas, she says providers were slower to build out 4 and 5G networks, so folks who live there have been slower to upgrade. Plus, she says, compared to other areas, rural America has a higher proportion of low-income people.
The likelihood of them not being able to afford a device is big.
And it's not just phones. Carrie Bennett with the Rural Wireless Association says some farm and industrial equipment relies on 3G.
You might use it to monitor what's going on with an oil rig or a wind turbine or an irrigation system.
Cell service providers have been warning their customers that the sun is setting on 3G. Some are offering free or low-cost upgrades to those in need. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.